You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are split down party lines in their reactions to President Donald Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities Saturday. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Features on Fox News he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power. Meanwhile, Republican 8th District Congressman Tony Weed posted on X that now's the time to end endless wars and called for, quote, peace through strength. The weekend was a record breaker with temperatures soaring over 90 degrees in Wisconsin and heat indices reaching 105. Green Bay broke its record from 1910 with its 94 degree high on Sunday. Expect more of the same today with a high of about 93 or above, with a cold front moving through this evening, bringing with it rain and storms and cooler temperatures through the mid portion of the week. With record highs in the 90s, several sections of pavement throughout the Fox Valley and the greater Green Bay area buckled and failed this weekend. Winnebago County was called out a couple of times to fix damaged pavement on I-41 and US 441. A portion of Holmgren Way in Ashwaubenon was closed Sunday, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation closed a part of Highway 49 in Dodge County. Highs in the 90s are expected again today. The Wisconsin State Assembly voted unanimously to increase penalties for people found guilty of sextortion last week. Named Braden's Law, in memory of a Wisconsin teen who took his own life as a result of a sextortion scheme, the law would allow sextortion perpetrators to be charged with felony murder if their victim commits suicide. The charges that would most accurately apply to the crime currently include a maximum sentencing of only 3.5 years. The legislation is now with the state Senate and appears likely to advance to Governor Tony Evers. There will be a delay for Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest on the judge facing charges.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity. An in-person scheduling conference is scheduled for July 9th.
It's June Dairy Month, and Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are highlighting the economic impact of the dairy industry. According to the DATCP data, the dairy industry contributes over $50 billion of economic impact in the state and supports over 120,000 jobs. Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state in the country, and about 80% of the milk produced here is exported. About 20% of Wisconsin's milk products are exported internationally. We're entering the glory days of summer, but as temperatures rise, the Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers to stay cool behind the wheel. Melissa Kay reports.
The State Patrol's law of the month for June is to avoid reckless driving. This includes one or more of the following behaviors: speed, improper lane changes, distracted driving, and erratic or aggressive behaviors. In 2024, 138 people died and more than 3,000 were hurt in more than 5,600 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speed or distracted driving. The tragedies that can result from reckless driving are preventable. The Wisconsin State Patrol urges drivers to follow posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and be patient on the road.
A new Wisconsin group is starting to take action in an effort to save our pollinators. Terry Barr explains.
Lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticides across the state. Glean, Wisconsin's Amy Berrio says it's the opportunity to make a difference right now.
Huge decline in pollinator populations. In some areas, a 90% decline. And that is concerning when you think about one out of every three bites of food we take because of pollinators. They made it happen. Our cranberries, our apples, our fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things, our nuts. They are part of an important ecosystem. And they are telling us there's something wrong.
Similar bills did not pass in 2021, but Berrio says this time there's a new group made up of environmental and agriculture organizations educating about the importance of pollinators, along with supporting the policies to protect their health and sustainability.
State Senator Jeff Smith is one of the lawmakers supporting the pollinator bills. The Democrat serves the 31st Senate District, which includes Eau Claire. He says the city county recently voted to transform more than 90 acres of public land into pollinator-friendly landscaping. Smith calls it an example of being part of the solution. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight. The Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed on to the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Gliena, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be hot and humid again today. The heat index is going to be back up to near 100 or better this afternoon. Then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind gusts, and tornadoes possible. So stay weather aware here throughout the day today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.